in a few seconds. Right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go for another episode of Paragon Radio on the new Paragon Radio Network. That's right, we've changed homes, ladies and gentlemen. As of last week, we actually did that. But here we are, it's a Friday night on the East Coast. It's kind of rainy, but hey, we're indoors, so what do we care? And it is I, your host, Pogoman, from the Virtue Server. And along with me, I'm not alone tonight. No, I got my co-host, one-third of the leadership team of Paragon Dawn. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Mad Viking.
Good evening, everybody.
And a good evening to you, sir.
Uh-huh.
It's a big weekend.
Well, let's see.
Because
started today, with what?
Yes. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, FCBD.
Free Comic Book Day.
Wait. Woo-hoo. I gotta do it.
Well, remember, this actually started yesterday, May 4th.
May the 4th be with you. Yes. And Stars, people get the pay cable channels. I don't know what time it started yesterday, but the Stars Network, they start off with a marathon of The Force Awakens. I don't know how many showings. I think I saw like three or four showings.
Just the one?
It was the one movie, but they showed it like three or four times in a row.
It's like what they should do, you know, is they 1 through 7.
Well, TNT, or I think it was TNT or TBS, one of them, they showed 1 through 6. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow morning, or is it late tonight? Or early tomorrow morning, I think it is. One of them, TNT or TBS, they're showing all 6 of them tomorrow. As a belated May the 4th celebration.
And,
so between that and tonight, depending on how I feel after the show, either that or tomorrow morning, I'm going to watch Rogue One again.
Right,
Blu-ray.
And today also the release of the Defenders, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is out in the movies.
And
what
they're predicting. They're predicting that this may be a case of the one sequel that beats the original.
Yes, because right now I have it here. Let's see, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 takes in $17 million at Thursday's preview showings. It says here Walt Disney and Marvel Studios Guardians of the Galaxy earned an impressive $17 million at Thursday's previews, making it the highest preview gross of 2017. The first film opened to $11.2 million at Thursday's previews and went on to earn $94.3 million its first weekend in August of 2014. Disney expects an opening for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in the $150 million range. And also here, number 2 debuted in Korea on May 3rd, the Buddha's birthday holiday, with a stellar $3.3 million opening day, $4.4 million including previews, for the biggest opening day of 2017, the biggest May opening day, and the number 3 opening day ever for an MCU release there. Yesterday brought another $1.9 million, which brings the total to date to $6.3 million, with today being Children's Day holiday. The film opened on May 4 in Russia with an estimated $2.8 million. The Russian opening day is plus 41% ahead of Guardians of the Galaxy, and only 1% behind Avengers Age of Ultron. The film opens in China today and in Japan on May 12th. The international gross is already up to $167 million. And then they have a list of the international highlights so far. The big ones, UK, $27.6 million. Australia, $14 million. Germany, $13.8 million. Mexico, $12.5 million. France, $12 million. And then it goes and down the list, and then total $166.9 million thus far.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, tomorrow, Free Comic Book Day.
That's right. Free Comic Book Day tomorrow.
Now, they always have a list of what comics that's going to be free tomorrow. Do you happen to have that list with you?
I do. I happen to look up the freecomicbookday.com catalog before the show. There's gold comics. And then there's silver comics. I guess the gold comics are limited. There's a whole list here. I'll go through the silver comics first. Let's see what we've got here. A 2000 AD special. An all-new Guardians of Galaxy number 1 net. Animal Jam. An Attack on Titan. Band Machinery, Ballad of Franklin, Bonnie Steele. Ooh, a Barbie comic book. You have to get that one. Boom, Fresh Off the Boat, Catalyst Prime, The Event. Oh, I love this one. I have to get this one. Chapter House, Captain Canuck. Let's see here.
Oh,
Colorful Monsters.
Code, code goes, remember, Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So if you want to wear a Hawaiian shirt, that'll be great.
Yes. Okay. Oh, let's see. From Dark Horse. Dark Horse, All Ages, Buffy, High School, and PVZ. Plants vs. Zombies. Okay, got it.
Okay.
DC Superhero Girls Summer Olympus Preview. Net. I don't know what the net is for. Fantagraphics World's Greatest and parentheses MR. I don't know. Graphics Spotlight Time Shifters. Grim Fairy Tales number 1. Guy Delisle. I can't say that. And Findacli Trondheim. I'm sorry, I'm screwing that name up really bad. Hilda's Back. Oh, Hilda's Back. Okay. The Inco. Kaiser Sews the Rift, Kid Savage, Lady Mechanica, Looking Glass, Wars Crossfire, The Loud House, Malika Warrior Queen, Miraculous Illustrator Tales, Ladybug and Cat Noir, Monster High, Riverdale, based off the TV show, Spill Knight, SpongeBob Freestyle Funnies, Steam Wars Strike Leader, Street Fighter V Wrestling Special. Oh, I get that one, man. Oh, my God, it's a Pro Wrestling League headline. Are you kidding me?
Zangief already holding the title.
Yes. Tex Patagonia, The Tick, Smooth. Got to get that one. Oh, no. This is the one, man. TMNT Prelude to Dimension X. What is this? Prequel to the upcoming TMNT Dimension X 5-week event this August. Ooh. We already got the comic books for those, so that'd be cool. Tokyo Pop Disney Descendants DCOM number 1. Okay. Oh, Underdog. And Dragon Ball Super and Boruto.
Now.
Okay. That's silver. Now. Wait, we have the gold.
Okay.
Aren't that many of those. Betty and Veronica, number 1. Bongo Comics, Free for All. Boom Studios, Summer Blast. Dark Horse, Briggs Land, James Cameron, Avatar. Doctor Who. I Hate Image. Rick and Morty. Oh, Secret Empire, number 1. Star Trek, The Next Generation, Mirror Broken. Viz Legend, Zelda, Twilight Princess, Ocarina, Time. I don't know what the hell. Okay. Two more. Wonder Woman, number 1 special edition. And XO Men of War special. Okay, those are your gold. That's everything.
Okay. Now, what? Is your nearby comic store having any special guests or something happening in your place?
Yes, they are. The artist, Marvel artist, Sean Chen, is going to be there. And actually, I think I told you this last week or the week before. We have a bunch of small comic books in and around my area within an hour's drive. Four comic books in my area. I won't be able to attend this because tomorrow is also my nephew's 20th birthday tomorrow. But four of the stores got together, and they got together with Sean Chen on this one. He did posters of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, check this out. In the forefront of each poster is one of the Guardians of the Galaxy. In the background is a picture, or he drew it, is one of the comic book stores. But if you take all four mini posters, you can put them together as one giant poster. Okay? So the thing is, you're supposed to go to all four stores tomorrow and get them all. I know 3:30 to 4:30, he is signing at the comic book store that I'm going to, Atomic Comics, in Shirley, New York. Sorry, I had to take a drink. My mouth is very dry tonight. But about that time, we're going to dinner. We're going to a hibachi Japanese steakhouse for my nephew's dinner birthday party. So I won't be able to go. I had to go about noon. That's when they open, so I have to get there early. Just to get the good comics I want to get for the free comic book day.
Now there used to be a comic book. Okay.
Yeah.
Now there used to be a comic store near, but drivable to where I am. Now mm-hmm. a while back ago, I kept on hearing, you know, how other people had great guests. I was like, so what do you got over there? I was like, I have Ken Baker, the guy who was in the R2-D2 suit. Like, oh, cool. That was cool. And what about you? And I was like, I got one of the artists of the Avengers. Like, what about you, Matt? Like, I have a former artist for Archie explaining how they have to draw the same way for all these years.
But, you know, Archie is iconic.
Yeah, but a former Archie drawer.
Oh, former art, yeah.
It's like, wasn't even current. No, former. And if they're all drawing the same way, not really unique.
Yeah, true. I got a guy who was an intern at Archie Comics for 3 days. Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Now they're having, you know, having them drawn a new way and putting, you know, dramatic spin. I guess there was too much of a demand to go like, no, draw it back the way we used to.
Yeah.
But, like I said, former. How many famous Archie artists do you know of?
None.
Exactly.
Seriously, after so many years, I thought they just reprinted. I just thought they published them.
Well, they do that in, you know, the digests, you know, those small little booklets. But, you know, the current one, you know, like I said, they were just drawing the same way from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, until the new series. And then they brought it back with, you know, with a retro, a reboot retro or something like that.
Well, that's what I thought they did.
So it was like, really? Oh, and a stormtrooper that was way too tall.
Oh. You mean he wasn't a little short to be a stormtrooper?
No, he wasn't, you know, no. And we, I mean, at least then we would go like, oh, good, he's imitating Luke. Nope. This guy was almost Chewbacca's tall.
There you go. Hold on. There you go. There, I'm sorry, I didn't post that sooner.
All right.
All right, there you guys go. And also, for those people who haven't already, head over to Facebook, or the Book of Many Faces, and look up Paragon Radio. And under the link for this week's show, I am posting the link for most of the things we have for today. I also put the free comic book day catalog. This is not my normal voice. This is my voice very dry today. I don't know what happened.
Considering it all the rain, it shouldn't be.
I know. And I was out on it this morning. I went to physical therapy this morning before it got bad. This is crazy. All right. So this is what I wanted to pick your brain about.
Okay.
And this is all right. Before the show started, I said, you are in trouble, buddy boy. Because I've been trying to ask you this for a while, and you have yet to answer my question.
Okay.
So, as you know, I have all my comic books. I have all the Rebirth stuff.
Right.
In priority order, what should I be reading first? What title should I be reading?
Well, to get it kick started, of course, Rebirth. Rebirth 1.
Right. Okay, past that. Right. I read that one. But which... I have all the series. So, Which one of importance?
You know,
to the
Titans,
whole mystery.
The Titans.
Titans. Should I be reading both Titans and Teen Titans?
Well, mainly Titans because of Wally West.
Okay.
Superman, when talking about the storyline of a second Clark Kent. It was in the news, so I can say it. Who it turns out to be Mr. Mixaplick. I'll go with the 70s version.
I did not know that.
And
thanks for that spoiler.
Yeah, I was a spoiler, but it wasn't really a spoiler. Like I said,
I didn't know about that. I was avoiding spoilers. Thanks.
All right. Sorry. You know, check
Into
out
Batman.
You know, somebody. I was about to say, leading up to the Batman Flash crossover, The Button.
Now, which Batman series? The main Batman series.
Main Batman and Flash.
And Flash, okay. In that order. Okay, very good. Now,
those are the big ones that are dropping hints like crazy.
Okay, so I'll read those four titles first, and then I can backtrack and read whatever.
Right.
Like, but then I'll read. I was thinking Titans, Superman, Batman, Flash, and then go back and read Teen Titans, the other Superman titles, the other Batman titles.
I'm trying to think of what else may play a factor in. Suicide Squad.
Okay.
There was a little bit of a tie-in.
What about Justice League? Because there was a Suicide Squad Justice League tie-in.
It's good to read. I'll say that. It's good to read.
Okay.
But there's Justice League, and now there's Justice League of America.
Right.
Basically, Batman. Right. Basically, Batman doing a Batman to the Outsiders, but not really, because he's still part of the Justice League.
Wait. All right, so we're talking Suicide Squad that read Justice League.
Right. Well, Justice League, then the team-up.
Right, and then the crossover, right?
Right.
Okay.
Now, other things is a case of an awe moment, you know. It's like, I remember that. They brought it back. Yes, you get the idea.
Right. And then from there, just pick up whatever.
Right.
Okay. Now, next question. Marvel side, obviously Captain America.
Well, the Secret Empire, 0 and 1. 1 just dropped a big bomb.
I haven't read that one yet. I don't know if I have that one.
And you said no spoilers.
Right, no spoilers. All right, but then read Captain America, because you want to read all that stuff that led up to it.
Yeah,
right?
Read Captain
America. Steve Rogers one.
Right, exactly.
I'll dig them out tonight after the show. Okay. Okay. And, by the way, people, you want to read the X-Men Resurrection stuff? It's going back. What they're trying to do is they're going back to before all this. They're fighting for their existence. Now, they're going back to being heroes. They're going back to the good old days of. They're just heroes for being heroes. So. And I'll give a little spoiler about something with the original X-Men being brought back into this timeline, that they try to go back into their timeline. They're not part of this timeline. Because they went back into this timeline, and it's like, if we're here, why are we over there? It's like, what? Wait a minute, we're in the wrong timeline. What the?
If you meet your past self or your future self, it will create a time paradox.
They went back in time. But they went back in time to where they came from. It's like, huh? What? And Beast is learning how to do magic now. Yeah, so he's a technological genius and a wizard. Beast McCoy, technological genius, sorcerer supreme. So, there you go, kids. Yeah, because I think they were dropping a hint that you want to get the secret Empire number one tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one to get tomorrow. That's why I want to get there early tomorrow.
Big bomb drop there.
Yeah, so.
And believe me, I want to say it, but you're going, nope.
give me a couple. I'll tell you what. I'm going to the store tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
I'm actually, after tonight, I'm going to dig out the Captain Americas. Because I think I read a couple of them. Going back, early issues, to the Cube, and you find out that he was altered to, where they altered him to, like, he was always a Hydra agent.
Right.
I think that was issue like 5 or 6. And for some reason, that's where I left off. I even know I have all the other ones. So I don't think I have that many to read. I'll read them tonight after the show. I'll dig them out.
Okay. You said you wanted a little bit of a hint?
Yes.
Okay. Not a superhero, but major. I don't want to say the word.
All right, yeah. Don't. I'll read it tomorrow.
Well, a major player of.
Okay. Rick Jones. Rick Jones.
Bingo.
Okay. As soon as you said not superhero, I was like Rick Jones. Because back in the day, anytime anything went on that wasn't a super, Rick Jones. I figured he'd have to be involved in this somehow.
Yep. And I can hear the what once you see it tomorrow.
Okay. That'll be my tomorrow night. Very good. Okay.
Alrighty. Yeah, because you know, I took a look at it. I was going like, wow.
Yes.
But, okay, well, I assume you're on Paragon Chat.
Yes, I'm in Paragon Chat, yes. I have Jim Bright hanging out with me. I have Dark Skeleton. And I think that's about it. Let me try and do a swirl around here.
And I'm on Champions, and nobody around me at this time.
Yeah, well, the weather's bad out. Maybe people's connections are bad.
Yep.
And that's it. That's what I got right now.
If they are listening and they do want to call in, how can they get to call in?
Well, oh, I'm glad you asked. Wow, my throat is getting worse. Holy cow. I sound like Deidre. And I don't smoke. Oh, my God. Let me tell you. All right. All right. There's one of two ways to call in. If you're one of the main people hanging out or just listening on the airwaves, not hanging out in the chat rooms. You can call in at 714-583-6908. Again, 714-583-6908. Or if you're hanging out with us in the chat room tonight, there's a few people. Thank you, guys. You scroll up to the top of the page. You will see a blue square with a white S in the middle. That stands for Skype. Doesn't stand for superheroes. You click on that. And it's a free call into the studio. And as I've been saying for years now, free is good in today's economy.
Yep.
So there you go. It might be free, too, depending on your calling plan, if you know that number.
True. Can't argue that one.
So.
Thank you.
There you go. So.
All right, let's see. Okay, you go with the updates.
Yeah, I'll get them out of the way. Oh, excuse me, man. My voice is shot. All right. Hold on a second here. Let's do heroes and villains. Just give me a second here to collect my voice. This is going to be update number 230 from Heroes and Villains. All right. And she posted this last in the wee hours of Saturday morning. I don't know if she was at the party. I didn't see her at the celebration. So I don't know.
But you did see that video I posted.
I think I saw the video posted. Did I? I might have.
Of the massively overpowered doing the 2-hour video?
Yes, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I'm sorry.
You just saw yourself and went, okay, I'm happy.
No, I didn't see myself.
Oh, you didn't?
That. No.
Oh, what yeah, wait. They scrolled, they had, they didn't say, oh, and this is this person, that person, but, they did a nice, good close-up of, looking down up at us standing there.
Oh, that's cool. How far into it is it?
I'll say screenshot worthy. It's, I forget how long in. I really do. I've forgotten.
All right. I do not know. All right, anyway, let's get on to this update. Sorry. All right, this is Heroes and Villains, Friday update number 230. Wow. All right, this week we've been doing some work on another key part of our zone setup, the invisible walls that will surround each area. Although they can be a bit frustrating for players, especially ones who like to explore, as there's always visible terrain beyond the limits of the invisible walls. They are a requirement of any game that doesn't plan to create literally every single square foot of Earth or any other planet that players can be on, or put up various physical barrier to block players from traveling outside the set limits of an area, which is a very tough thing to do in a game with superpowers like flight and teleportation. City of Heroes managed to reduce the noticeable presence of invisible walls in a lot of places by turning them into actual physical features, like the war walls in Paragon City and the protective barrier fence around Pretoria, so players had an in-game explanation for their existence. Unfortunately, that kind of setup can only work in some situations, and having Titan City walled off doesn't fit with the story background of Heroes and Villains, which is the spiritual successor to COH, and not an actual part-for-part complete replication of it. Have a heroic villain this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. Now, we're getting a 2-for-1 deal from Heroes and Villains from last week.
All right.
Because they also posted something else. Yes, they did. Just post that here. And I will explain what that is right now. All right, this was In-Game Character Models Part 6. It was released about the same time. And this was to mark the anniversary of the launch of City of Heroes. We have a small art update featuring a few more of our NPCs, starting with the Vigilante Twilight Watcher. And you see a couple of angles of him. You see a front shot, a back shot, and two side shots of him. And then you got to pick a couple different angles of the Scorpion Group's deadliest assassin, Arachne. And then you get, and the leader of Scorpion itself, Baron Scorpio. Okay, I don't want to, criticize Baron Scorpio. But have you seen the picture yet?
Not yet.
You just look at that Baron Scorpio. I'll wait for you to look.
Do you got the post up?
Yeah, it's up. It should be up on.
Yeah, I was just waiting. Well, I don't see it here. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
It should be. It's right there in the chat. Should be. Yeah, it's right there in the chat.
Yeah, it just had a little delay in the processing.
Is that different? That should be a different one I put up. Yeah, okay, yeah. I had to double check. It's slight different in the operation. In the, it's a third set down, third picture. Seem familiar to somebody?
Well, instead of six, there's five.
Mm-hmm.
Well, four and a tail. Four and a tail.
Yes.
They combine two into one.
Oh my, tisk tisk. Tisk tisk, I say.
Yeah. Yep. We're talking yike. Couldn't even just bend a little bit. No.
it looks almost. Yeah, I can see all the. I can see the jokes coming already. He's not as much. I guess he's not as quite as a recluse as we thought he'd be. And I'll just leave it at that. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm saying. But guess what else we have tonight?
What?
We have a Valiant Online update.
Ah.
I kid you not. This one's pretty cool, actually. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You need a drink or something?
I'm already on it.
Cough drop me? Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. So, this is from Valiant Online. It was published a few days ago. And this is about San Celio. Cielo? How is that pronounced?
Say again?
San Cielo.
Bless you. Anyway.
Yes.
Continue on. And Valiant's update
Well, I was going to read it, but I just, you know. Was it Cielo?
Well, either way.
Cielo? Anyone?
Anyway. We'll figure it out.
All right. All right. Well, I got to read this update, so it's mentioned quite a bit. So, all right. So, welcome to San Cielo. Oh, God. The crown jewel of California, founded upon the former city of San Diego.
Okay, so hold instead on. Of Diego, it's Cielo.
Cielo. Cielo. Okay, there we go. San Cielo. There. Okay, there. Founded upon the former city of San Diego, San Cielo, there we go, has become the largest hub of technological advancements and enterprise in the world. Similarly, oh my God, my mouth is shot tonight. God damn it. Similarly, oh fuck. Sorry for the language. The metropolis caters to a thriving superhero community and alien population that is the envy of all nations. While the city center is only 14 years old, it has a distinguished history that every visitor should know. In 2089, at the height of the super and hyper uprising, a terrorist attack was reported in San Diego that threatened the lives of everyone in the city. Valor, an organization dedicated to protecting the citizens of the world from the threat of superpowered beings, were called in to protect and evacuate civilians while disposing of a weapon of mass destruction before it could decimate the harbor city. Elise Landovic, codename Glimmer, volunteered to disarm the device, thinking her ability to neutralize electric currents would render the device inert. Unbeknownst to anyone, She was tricked by the villainous organization, Leviathan, and instead of defusing the fake device, it caused her to draw all the power from the entire western seaboard and detonate. The blast was so enormous that over 10 square miles of the city were instantly vaporized in a blinding explosion, and the resultant land decimation drew in water from the Pacific Ocean, creating a flash tsunami that flooded and destroyed all property and land for another 20 miles in each direction. While this seemed a victory for Leviathan, it was in truth to become the world's finest hour. Every nation rallied, every resource given, every human and alien devoted to the cause of rebuilding the once former city. Superheroes the world round worked day and night with engineers and master builders from the known galaxy to rebuild not only a superior infrastructure, but a city never seen before in our lifetime. The resultant master endeavor became San Cielo. Completed in 2095, the Prisma Celeste Memorial Garden was dedicated to the men and women, hero and civilian alike, that paid the ultimate price over a decade ago. Now the city is a beacon to the future. Every nuance of progress and innovation is personified into elaborate buildings, dynamic cityscapes, and progressive businesses. The areas of the city that comprise the totality of San Cielo include Skyline, Iron Valley, Edison Way, Harbor View, Collin Heights, Industry Canyon, Wortham Mesa, and Playa del Gato. Each is a unique and integral part of the city, with varying degrees of native culture and uniqueness. If you have the time, it is encouraged to visit everything San Cielo has to offer. So, what's there to see and do during your first visit to San Cielo? Come visit the business district and see the landmark towers of the Diamond Corporations. Cyber Assemblies shows off the latest cybernetic and Android products for physical augmentation and automated service robots. Predator Weapons Incorporated is rolling out the latest lineup of home defense and non-lethal passive deterrents for the everyday family. Looking for a bit more excitement? How about visiting Tron Bioengineering and getting those vanity pounds to vanish, or even give your life a makeover with one of their revolutionary serums? Last but not least of the four, Halon Nanotechnology. Make your ailments a thing of the past with next-generation nanite body repair, or simply attend one of their many seminars regarding the future of human and alien anatomy. Still not intrigued? How about a full day taking advantage of all the conveniences Skyline Center has to offer? Do some day shopping at El Serenidad Department Store, San Cielo's premier indoor clothing boutique, followed by a wholesome stop at Sarai's Grocery to pick up just the right things for a perfect dinner. Less of a shopper and more of a do-it-yourselfer? Artist Hardware has everything you need to get the biggest and best home decor ideas seen by most of the world. If you're looking to stir up the cultural side of the city, take a day tour to the Skyline Center Police Station, Fire Station, City Hall, and Landvik Memorial Hospital as the civil servants of the city showcase the latest technologies and methods for keeping the city safe against supervillains, as well as giving a historical tour highlighting the uprising. Whatever you're looking for, San Cielo has it all for you. And there you go.
All right, now, I'm looking at this first picture.
Yes.
Do you see something rather similar?
Are you referring to the statue of the dude holding the big sphere-like object on his shoulders?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I remember the pre-alpha videos that got leaked out.
Yes.
You remember my comment, what I thought about that when I saw it?
Refresh everybody's memory, please, sir.
The map was down to the exact detail of Atlas Park.
Yes.
Where's the hospital? All right, you're at City Hall here. Go north and a little bit to the right. I bet you go north to the right, there's the hospital.
Are you trying to say the map is quite similar?
I do see patterns. I mean, looking at this angle.
So what you're saying is their placement buildings is quite similarly... There, I said it! I was trying to work the word, so I had a second chance to say it again. Got it right that time. Redemption
but you
is
see
mine.
Where, you see where I can see that comparison.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, the buildings are a bit taller, and instead of a northeastern where you would see a lot of oak and elm, you see palm trees. But it's there. You can
it's
see
right
it.
There. It's a little version of it. And Skyline is spelled pretty much the same way. They just had an E after the Y.
Yep.
It's all there. It's all the same. It's all
now,
there.
Now, I heard, you know, during the pre-alpha, they switched the map. I have a funny feeling that map has made a triumphant return.
It's all the same.
Go to the north and a little bit to your left, and there's a mode of transportation. And
what
right
do you call it?
Sky
train. It's a monorail, the tram.
And where's the picture? In front of the Atlas Park statue, in the grassy area. Am I right?
Yeah.
It looks great. I'll give credit where it's due. It looks good. I mean, on also the side of the Atlas statue, you kind of see the... I don't want to say the Falcon, but the angel that's over to the right of it. You see what I'm talking about? Holding the yellow ball?
Yes, yes.
A little nod to City of Titans, maybe?
Yes.
The Phoenix Project, you know, where all of these came from. You know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll have no problem admitting it.
But you're not. You're not.
And then, I mean, the second picture. It looks like an information booth. Am I right?
Hold on, I'm just helping somebody in the chat.
All right. Yeah, but it's not circular, and it doesn't have a screen, you know, in 4 points, but it's an information booth.
Yeah. The next screen?
Yeah.
The Aisha term? Yeah.
Once again, looks great. I can't argue it. But if memory serves me right, information booth up against a wall.
Yes.
I can see the location, but I can't think of the zone area. It's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there was one when we had in City of Heroes.
Yeah, in Atlas Park.
Right. Shoot.
I know the feeling. You go like, I see it. I can't think of the zone name. I mean,
I don't know.
Once again, I'll give kudos to the graphic artist. I'll give kudos, you know, definitely in the future, combining futuristic with some of the foliage in the area. It's a nice blend. I'll give that. But yeah, that first one, it's like, turn it around. There's a gate. I'm saying that turn it around as a gate.
Right. I'm trying to think. Wasn't there one? Steel Canyon. There was one, I think, wasn't there one, not against the wall, right by the tunnel going to Skyway City? Wasn't
yes.
there one right there?
Mm-hmm. And I think there was one at the university.
Okay. I think that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Paragon Wiki would have the location of them all on the maps.
Now, if anyone knows one of the people making it on Valiant, if they can debunk what I'm saying, hey, like I said, I'll admit to it. I'll go, okay. I'm looking right at it, though. There it is.
All right, so it was Atlas Park you were saying?
Yeah. Like I said, the field in front of the dais where the Atlas statue is, you can see it.
Right.
Off to the right, there's the AE building. Am I right?
Oh, I'm just trying to open the Atlas map now.
Because I still remember those pre-alpha videos. All right, and let me roam around here. Okay, so a little bit north and to the right is the hospital. I'm like, oh my God. Not only that, the road in front of the hospital slopes down. Now, they said they changed it, but come on. All right, maybe I'm being a little too hard on that. I mean,
you know how stupid I am?
What?
I'm standing in Paragon chat right now.
Okay. So.
Oh my God. Okay, friendly was staring at me. Don't dumbass. Why don't you just hit fly? Oh my God. All right. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
So you want to put yourself
come and fly.
Facing
and fly.
In
yes.
the grassy field area a little bit to your left.
Okay, wait, where am I going now?
All right. In the Atlas All Park right. area.
Yes.
Go past the dais, go into the grassy field area in front of it.
All right, so I'm to the left of the Atlas Park statue, the Atlas statue.
Right, in the grassy area.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if you can angle it, in that way. Obviously, you have to be on the ground by the looks of it. But you see where I'm seeing it.
Oh, wait. You want me to match up so I can see what the picture in that picture?
Yeah, match it up with
oh,
the picture.
Right. I got you. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I'm sitting there going, how are we going to do this? Jesus, I'm...
I have the excuse. I'm on Champions. What happened to you?
Actually, I'm going to have to go further. I'm going to have to go across the street. Because our Atlas Park is freaking huge. Our Atlas statue.
Right. Obviously, you know, like I said, there were some changes, obviously.
All right, I'm across the street now. Okay.
All right. But the Atlas statue to this one.
Right.
To the right, there's the AE building.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's AE building there.
Yeah. And in the picture, right, same positioning, right?
Yeah. Yes. As a matter of fact, you know what's funny? From the angle map, where that bird statue is,
yeah.
Miss Liberty's standing there.
Oh,
from the angle, from the size differential, the space differential, Miss Liberty's standing there. From where I am.
Okay.
Okay. I think skeleton people are hanging out there, flying around, trying to get the angle I'm at. So everybody's hanging out, checking out with us. So, but I'm going to go and try and find
I think the only way you're going to get a good, you know, angle comparison, you have to make like a really short character.
Yeah, but I'm looking now for the information booth, the terminal thing that's by... Oh, here it is. I was right.
Is it up against the wall?
It's not against the wall, but there is an information booth right here, and it's by the Steel Canyon exit. It's right here. There is... Who's this dude? Security chief is right here. It's right across the street, you know, where the cars could go, and it's right by the Steel Canyon exit. This is weird, because I can fly now, because, you know, we have all the movement powers in the game. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to zip around. Okay, here's another information booth by the movie theater they added in.
All right, so in other words...
I'll tell you what, I'm going to fly around.
My suspicions were just confirmed by you.
Okay.
As in with that first picture.
Yes. Yeah, there's another information booth here, but that's near a building, not near a wall. I'm just flying around now trying to find the information booth.
And, you know, like I said, I'm on a different game. I saw it. You did the comparison. So, in other words, if us two saw the comparison, anyone who sees that picture is going to wait a minute.
Okay, hold up. Okay, there's one here, an information booth, right? A kiosk?
Right. Right.
It's not up against the wall. However, it's in a position here where there is a road for the cars to go down. But it is near the east gate for the Hollows, okay?
Right.
But there's a building here. It is so damn close to the wall for the Hollows, right?
Right.
That it seems like, from a distance, it looks like it's up against the wall. Like, if you were to take a picture of it. It's across the street, so it's not up against the wall directly, but it's across the street from the wall, but it's close. But now I'm thinking, I swear, here's another one that's safe. Because now I'm thinking the sewer trial. I'm going to keep looking.
All right. Well... we got about a half hour left here. Is there anything from City of Titans?
No, I didn't have anything this week because we had the update last week. Remember, they do an update every other week.
Right.
So. Well, I'm going to keep looking now, if you don't mind.
Right. You notice there was one thing missing about that whole talk about Atlas Park.
What?
Well, they needed an orbit room.
Yeah, that's right. I should make a Captain Orbit costume to be doing this.
Or a tiki.
That's right. Wait a minute. What's this over here? Okay. There is an information kiosk here. It is by the Skyway City exit. Okay.
Right.
Between two buildings, an El Super Mexicano restaurant and a Paragon Pizza Pie restaurant. It's between the two out on the street, but it's near the wall. And what was I going to say? There's nothing. No. It's pretty close to the wall. Like the war wall.
Yep.
I don't know if that's the one you're referring to.
Well, either way, I call shenanigans.
And it's weird because I keep forgetting how they upgraded the city, Atlas Park.
Right.
See, that's another thing I got pissed about. They just are upgrading all the – they were going to upgrade all the sections. They were doing a nice job. They upgraded They upgraded Fault Line, the Hollows, Atlas Park got a nice upgrade. Really, it looked completely different. And it's funny because, you know, me and my mom are close. She's like, really, you guys got that excited? The fact that they did one section? Like, yeah. It's like, really, it looks like a totally different section. They added some new stuff to it. So when you're playing new characters, like, there's new stuff to do. It's just those little things they end for players. You play the game for 9-10 years, and all of a sudden, what? There's new stuff to do? Holy shit.
Okay, let's see. Other areas, it looks like Ship of Heroes, after they canceled their Kickstarter, has gone back into Quiet Zone for some reason.
They don't want to get sued. Did I say that out loud?
I can't confirm or deny that comment.
I'm sorry. Guys, look, I was on new medicine, and for a good 2 weeks, I really didn't have any migraines at all. Like, I was taking my preventive medicine. I felt them coming on. The last 2 days, migraines. And I Skyped Med Viking earlier, and I said, dude, I had a headache. I had to lay down an hour before dinner. And luckily, I fought it off. I took some meds. I lay down. I had some, made some chicken salad, and I had sweet potato on the side. I fought it off. Okay, I don't see one against the wall. I showed you my example. See, a couple of them seem pretty close to a wall.
Yeah.
That's about, any. Since you're in Champions, anything going on this? This week, what's the big happening there?
Well, they have brought back the Nightmare Invasion this week.
Oh,
where
cool.
Basically in Atlas Park, invasion where? Of the Klopotic realm in Renaissance Center, Millennium City. I'm sorry, looking at that picture, I'm going like, God.
I know. I'm closing it. Shame on you, Benny. Shame.
I mean, that was just too easy to spot. Anyway, and of course with
hold on, I gotta find something. I gotta find something to play. Keep talking. I just gotta find something.
All right. Needless to say, the Klyptotic people and the chickens are back, as they are called.
The chickens.
The chickens are back. Those are the big monsters that you got. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, that was low. That was.
Oh, my.
That was very low.
Craving for chicken? I don't know.
I don't know.
You are a douchebag.
Wait a minute.
That's right. A douchebag. A total douchebag.
I think he was referring to the map maker and that other
okay.
thing.
But, if you want to get the earn those stuff so you can collect stuff and get stuff, yep, you got to kill the chickens. That's
okay.
their nickname.
I want. All right. How's everybody feel about killing chickens this week? How's everybody feel about the map talk we talked about tonight, though? You know, what do you guys think about that? Wow. See? They don't
and it's
like it.
I know there's some areas that don't talk about our spiritual successes like that. I'm going to like, okay, I understand, but it's there.
Guys, I just flew around and I just saw everything. Come on, man. I just flew
I'm
around.
I'm not even on the game and I was pointing it out.
I drew a comparison to everything. I saw exactly what he was talking about. I got a headache and I did the show tonight for you guys. And I point everything out and I did some investigative journalism right there. And I was a man on the street, in the air more or less. And
literally.
You know, literally. And I did all that stuff. I investigated everything. I did all that cool stuff, and I found stuff for everybody. I found everything.
Mm-hmm. how many people, while we were talking about how we're going to compare this, they were shouting, just go to the corner.
I know, and I'm like, I can't.
He's scrolling. I bet you right now he's scrolling back the chat to see how many counts.
No, it was just funny. I'm just sitting here and I'm like, I don't know why it didn't dawn on me sooner. I'm like, damn it. I wish we could just find a way to go. My fingers are tied. I can't do anything. I'm just standing here back on chat. And I'm like, which is an exact replica of Atlas Park. Jesus effing Christ. Why don't I just go around there? Never mind. Just having a lousy day. Just leave me alone. I'm just fine. Just Jesus. Get out of my way. Just go. Just give me some comic books. Right. That's pretty comic book thing. Just fine.
Well, let's see.
Anybody else suggests I do this?
Well, let's see. As for with our group, let's see, on our Facebook pages, Paragon Dawn has finally hit, cracked the 70 mark. Yes. Dawn Radio cracked the 40. Yes. 41, right. Actually. And why was that? Because someone has came back on the air. She's back.
Sovereign Rain?
Sovereign Rain.
Yeah.
Did a sneak attack. One night. And all of a sudden, the lights went ting, 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 ting. So, yes, welcome back, Sovereign Rain. Now, you want to talk about heart attack here? He's going like, I got something that you got to tell me. I go, you found out that Rain's coming to New York? What?
I know. Gotta go.
But she was planning on coming on to this tonight, but she did a power rain like 9 hours. And by the time it was getting close to the time to, prep the show, you know, needless to say, the Energizer batteries just started going.
Yes. I don't know what happened to my battery. My battery's been shot the last few days. I think it's the crappy weather we've been having. Just
yeah.
And the med.
But but as for with Dawn Radio or Paragon Dawn, May, nothing. June, nothing. July, yes.
Yes.
Dawn Con 3, the adventure continues.
So, I didn't tell you. I found information about Eternal Con, the one I went to last year.
Mm-hmm.
They moved it up to July 1st and 2nd. And
okay.
If you know anything about Long Island, we have this arena called the Nassau County Coliseum.
Oh, it's still actually called the Nassau Coliseum?
Yep. Actually, they rebuilt it. It's the new Nassau County Coliseum, Nassau Coliseum. And it's going to be there on the 1st and 2nd.
But it's
so
not,
I got my room.
But it's not like, Hart's Flea Collar Arena or something like that.
No, as far as I know, I'm going to Google. As far as I know, it is still. Let me see. It's still Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Okay.
That's its full name, but commonly it's referred to as just Nassau Coliseum for the locals.
Yeah, we're talking about, for us, it's like Shea Stadium, home of the Mets, to MetLife or something like that.
Yeah.
Think.
No, it's Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum or Nassau Coliseum. But it's just going to be 2 days this time.
All right.
Last year, it was 3 days at the Museum of Aviation. And that was a cool place to have it, too. But
it's one of the rare places that actually did not change their name. I think the only one else I could think of that didn't change the name is Madison Square Garden.
Not in Yankee Stadium.
Okay, Yankee, yeah.
Yankee Stadium, MSG.
Three arenas. We can say Fort.
I know some stadiums change their names as soon as they get new owners.
Well, if it was like, the original owner was like Renfield Park and now a new owner, it's now Thomas Smith Park. Okay, we can accept that one.
Oh, as a matter of fact, if I go under events, it has Eternal Con listed. For Saturday, July 1st and Sunday, July 2nd. It's going to be Saturday, July 1st from 10 to 7 and Sunday, July 2nd from 10 to 5.
All right.
So I guess I'm going both days because, I won't have Friday to go to. As a matter of fact, let me see.
Now, do they have any notable names? Or do they have a former Archie drawer?
Let me see what we can find.
I'm still kind of sour over my free comic book day. Other people get to meet Ken Baker. Other people get to talk about to a Marvel artist. I get a former Archie drawer.
All right, let's see what we have so far. Because it's still 2 months. It's 55 days, 21 hours, 45 minutes, and 33 seconds. So let me see if they have their guest. All right, let's see if we've updated their guest list. Okay. Oh, celebrity guest. Paul Blake is going to be there.
Who is? For those
episode
who don't know.
Episode 4, A New Hope, he played Greedo.
Ah.
So we get to ask him, did you shoot first or not?
Greedo say, Han shoot first.
Yes. Helen Slater.
Okay.
The original Supergirl from the movie 1985, Legend of Billie Jean, and Smallville. And actually, in this one, in the Supergirl TV show, she plays Supergirl's mom. Former WWE diva, Ashley Massaro, and Long Island's very own hardcore wrestling hero, Mick Foley. That's right.
So you're going to try and get a picture of you and Mick Foley?
No, because Lash, because of his show on the network, Holy Foley, the line is so damn long, and it's just ridiculous. It's okay, artists going to be there. Billy Tucci.
Bless
Frank Gary, Ken Bald, Sean Chen, who I mentioned earlier. Try to see any. What's that right? Outside of Sun Chen, not really. And some cosplay guests are going to be there. No one listed yet.
All right. Another person's free comic book day is not going to have anything. They'll have some cosplayers, a couple of shop employees, and dress as S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Who's that? Where?
In our chat room.
Oh, really? Cool.
The one whose name is, for some reason, been changed to something else.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, so I'm sure within next month we're going to get some more names popping up.
Okay.
I hope. And I'll be staying at the Marriott.
But the premium shop's getting Dean Cain.
What was that?
His premium shop is getting Dean Cain.
Oh, cool. Nice. Nice. Very cool. How much? We got, what, 12 minutes left?
Yep.
11 and a half minutes left. My goodness. Where does time fly? Let's see. News of interest here. I got a couple tidbits here. Believe it or not, there are 4 Game of Thrones spinoffs in development at HBO. I kid you not. After the 8th and final season of Game of Thrones airs next year, HBO does not want to simply leave the world of Westeros behind. According to the Hollywood Reporter, the cable giant is in development on 4 potential Game of Thrones spinoffs with 4 different writers, as well as creator George R.R. Martin. Current showrunners Dan Weiss and David Benioff will serve as executive producers on any of the 4 that HBO decides to greenlight. And then they have a list of the 4 teams, but... And then it goes on to say there are no word on whether these 4 potential projects are direct spinoffs with characters from the show, prequels, or sequels. And they'll keep us updated. And Game of Thrones returns for a shorter 7th season on July 16th, 2017.
There you go.
Although, we don't really know exactly what's coming... Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark, tweeted this last year. Just finished reading season seven. Bleep gets real. I start preparing yourselves now. ... Scratch that. Nothing will prepare you for this. ... Holy balls. And this season, the show is based on the novel series A Song of Ice and Fire by George R.R. Martin. Last season, however, the TV series moved past the point where the books have stalled. And now they're making up their own stuff. I hear there's going to be an army of unicorns, followed by an army of Pegasus coming in to save the day and do all kinds of crazy stuff. And I don't know what's going to happen next. It's going to be crazy, I tell you. I don't know what's going to happen. It's HBO. You know what that means? That's, you know what's going to happen next. There's going to be wild friggin' orgies and crazy stuff happening.
As long as it doesn't cut to black at the last second.
Oh, God, yes. I don't get it. I don't know why they did that. There was enough information in the first book, they could have done two seasons off of it. I don't know why. Can somebody answer that to me? Why?
Wish I could.
I knew it. Okay, I'm going to post this one for you guys. Here are some photos, and there's a link in it, the trailer. He goes, here's some pictures in the trailer for the Defenders Netflix series coming out on August 18th, a week before my birthday. How cool is that? I get to sit down and chill out that the weekend before my birthday. That'd be friggin' awesome.
Well, in about 8 minutes on Champions, the Doomsday Brigade costume contest is about to begin.
Very cool. What is the...
A lot of talk of robots, by the looks of it. Robots, androids, and whatnot.
Cool.
Let me see if I can find an accurate post. Okay, yeah. Cyborg, robot, android, mecha, and best. Ooh, mecha. I mean... normally, Ghost Captain is there to cover it, but looks like I got to do the fill-in.
And more Guardians of the Galaxy news.
Okay.
James Gunn has already begun writing the third Guardians of the Galaxy. Just 2 weeks ago, James Gunn himself confirmed that he would return to write and direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And now, USA Today brings word that Gunn is already writing the sequel. The outlet reports he has been having pretty intense conversations with star Chris Pratt about the film and with Zoe Saldana about her role becoming even more significant in the finale of the trilogy. It is worth noting, however, that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is set to arrive after the third and fourth Avengers movie, not only in terms of release date, but also, as Gunn himself confirms, within the continuity of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This week's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 takes place just 6 months after the 2014 film, which means there will be a sizable chunk of time between Guardians Volume 2 and Avengers 4, and thus potential changes to the look of the team. Producer Kevin Feige previously confirmed to Cinema Blend that the Guardians would be evolved slightly in some recognizable ways, but really, they'll be the Guardians in dealing with the shitstorm they have to deal with Volume 3 arriving after the two Avengers movies, and expect to see a very different-looking troop of Guardians in the trilogy finale. Wow. So I guess that's the last Guardians movie we're going to get. Why are we only getting trilogies? Why did they always set these things for just trilogies? Why, I ask you, why?
I couldn't tell you. Looks like there's not going to be much of an after party. Looks like I could not find a fill-in. So when the top of the hour comes, I'll have to mute quickly. So I can say, hey, welcome to the contest.
No worries. I wasn't feeling like much of an after party anyway, so.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, so then.
Oh, do we have time? I wanted to do the result. Oh, that's what I want to do tonight. I want to do the result of the contest from the to celebrate the anniversary celebration.
All right.
All right, I'll go over the costume contest right now. Three places were picked in each. The first place moved to the grand finals. If there'll be honorable mentions, didn't place due to rules, in fact, but they got special thanks. Okay, so this is Taylor only. Okay. Honorable mention went to Beefeater. Second place went to Fur. First place went to Darkseid. Now, this is the database edited one. Third place went to Invisible. Second place went to Legia. First place went to Aztec. The biography one. Honorable mention went to Crater Labs as Colonist. Third place went to Power Gamer as O the Humanity. Second place went to Bitters as Goddess Grace. First place went to Major Deej as Chrononaut. The homage costume contest, honorable mention, Delilah, the Hunter, and Stygian Ruin got honorable mentions there, as I just said. Third place went to Madness. Second place went to Great Dick Tracy. And first place went to Plissken. Okay, the Rogues Vigilantes costume contest. Honorable mention went to Mortalita. Third place went to Darkspawn. Second place went to Fur. First place went to Aguila de Mexico. Villains. Third place went to Netherghost. Second place went to Zedus. First place went to Enchi. Heroes. Cosmic Contest. Honorable mention went to Test. Third place, Cosmic Guardian. Second place, Supercharger. First place, Sister Silicon. And the finale, this is like the best. These are like the only the winners of the previous contest could go to this one. Honorable mention went to Plissken. Third place went to Aguila de Mexico. Second place, Aztec. And best in show, overall winner, Anshi. Those are your Cosm Contest winners. Congratulations, everybody. Player games. Results are independent. A Game of Drones 2. Team Crash Positron. Third place went to Human Flea. Second place, Jordan Yen. First place, Mystic Angelica. Mystic Angelica. Duh. All right. A Game of Drones 2. Team Magdalena. Second place, Colonist. First place, Ian Thwin. All right. Trivia contest. There were two rounds. And the final question. Runner-up, Amanda Panda. The winner, Concrete Pulse. I think you were, weren't 90 seconds. Weren't you the one in charge of the costume contest?
No. Only one I was doing with, our group was doing was the one on Champions.
Oh, okay. That's right. Okay. And then the individual contest for the badge race. Third place, Archera with 56. Second place, Topaz Flare 22. And first place, Honey Badger with 70. So, okay, we have 60 seconds left. So, to all our winners. Round of applause. Congratulations, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody who came out last weekend. Everybody came out for the 13th anniversary when City of Heroes first opened its doors.
All right. And on that 13th anniversary post, Takitsa's posted all the Stan and Lou episodes I did that aired on Paragon Dawn. And I'm getting people to tell me to make more.
Oh.
So check out cool. the links. Looks like I got 30 seconds before I got to get onto the Dawn radio.
Okay. So tonight, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight in Paragon chat and the Blog Talk chat room. And thank you to Mad Viking for co-hosting once again. I know you have to run over there. Everybody have a safe weekend. Watch out for the rain. And go out tomorrow to your local comic book stores. It's free comic book day. Just go grab some free comic books. Check them out. Go have some fun tomorrow, man. And happy Cinco de Mayo. Go to Taco Bell or something. I had burritos for lunch. It was fun. I don't know. Go have some fun this weekend, man. And I want to say happy birthday to my nephew Moses. He's turned 20 tomorrow. He's not a teenager anymore. But he's got to wait to eat or drink. So I do this for him really quick. There you go.
There you go.
I think that's it. I think we're out of here.
All right, then. Say goodnight, Gracie.
All right. Goodnight, Gracie. All right, we're out of here. Great show. You got to get out of here. I'm out of here for the night. I'm going to go read some Captain America tonight. Steve Rogers edition.
All right.
Great show. Good night, Mad Viking.
Night.
I will see you. I'll talk to you during the week. Or since I'm done reading Captain America's, whatever. We're out of here. Good night, everybody. Run!